Shootings in the capital overnight, although at this stage they're not suggesting they're being linked. Concerns are growing in general about rising levels of violent crime. A trial's beginning aimed at testing patients for different cancers in one go. The idea is for GPs to refer those with vague symptoms to assessment centres. Parents are being warned to do more to protect their children from the sun. A new report is out making the claim. Claire O'Connor's part of that.
They're not taking into account the star rating system, and that's actually leaving the children and themselves open to permanent skin damage. UVA can cause long-term permanent damage. It's as permanent as a tattoo.
The government has announced that the UK is to ban the sale of all ivory products in the future. The new legislation is being described by bosses as the toughest in Europe as well. It's designed to protect elephants in the future. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jamie Fletcher.
When it comes to claiming back PPI, here at the...
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio, on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday, the 3rd of April, the first day back after the Easter holidays. Hello, everyone. Hope you're well. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
How are you?
I'm very well. I think these bank holidays are all wrong, though, don't you?
In what way?
Well, because... this time yesterday, I was lolling about with a nice glass
drunk,
of
were you?
Prosecco. Well, a little glass of Prosecco, a little something.
Or was it breakfast?
Yeah, a little brunch, a little brunch. Lolling with my new husband, you know, walking the dog and picking, you know, tulips and daffodils.
Picking tulips? What, on the beach? Get out of it.
Yeah, the tulips have come out in the back garden.
You were picking tulips in the back garden?
Yeah.
Okay.
And a little coffee, maybe coconut milk, of course.
Obviously.
And a little little snifter.
And what did you use for coffee? Gravel?
No, actually...
I've seen that episode of Blackadder.
Gravel. Do they use gravel?
No, they use dirt.
A bit like the kitchen here, really.
Yeah, do you want milk in that?
Oh, no.
Have you not seen it?
No.
Baldrick.
I think
dandruff for sugar. Yeah.
I need to watch it. I think I was, I don't know where I was when that was. That was the 80s, wasn't it?
Possibly 90s.
I think it was late 80s, wasn't it? I think
there were four series, so I think it was late 80s, early 90s.
I was in childbirth in all of those.
Oh, probably.
All the four series, my brats kept popping out.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what the NHS is like with caesareans and things.
Absolutely.
You know, cut you open, leave you there hanging.
Yeah, until the next one comes along.
Exactly, exactly. As I was saying, normally I have a Monday to recover. I go up to my office, sort things out, whip the cleaner, get the house all sorted.
Exactly.
Recover. So I'm normally quite perky on a Tuesday. Yeah. I tell you, I'm vague as a bat this morning.
Are you?
In fact, this afternoon, I'm even vaguer as a bat.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, and you're not much better, really.
Am I not?
You're a bit of a shambles.
Am I?
Yeah, we were having that conversation this morning. You're going, what's have you thingamy, and I'm going, whatever it is, you know. We were very good, weren't
Anyone
we?
Anyone know what she's talking about?
No, exactly.
Not the foggiest.
I think I need caffeine, but I've got, guess what I've got, Bruce? I've got rooibos.
Oh, right.
I've got my rooibos tea.
Nice, very nice.
I drink it all the time. That's my. I'm not. Well, that's my South African accent.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I have to warn you now. Her South African accent has a tendency to degenerate into Welsh after a couple of sentences. It's just one of those things that happens.
I need to go there more often.
Yeah. We have got some great guests in the studio today, and we're really looking forward to talking to them. Sadly, we've lost a guest. Andrew, I unfortunately can't join us. He had a small accident yesterday, and he's not able to join us. So we do send him our best and hope he recovers soon, and we'll get him on later in the month. But I'm going to talk about what he was going to come here and talk about anyway, and then hopefully Andrew will come on later.
Well, I hope you feel better, Andrew. We're sending you our get well vibes, and may I suggest a little massage and some marjoram oil might be good.
Absolutely.
Obviously, hot baths will help. Mm. And, you know, they do tell you bed rest, but I would say also try stretching and moving and keeping the back as mobile as you can. Pull in your core muscle when you get out of bed, knees together, roll to the side of the bed, and gently pull in your core muscle and get up.
Oh, dear.
That's what I say.
Thank you for that. Find an acupuncturist.
Mm-hmm. Yes, acupuncture fab. So we've got in the studio, while Paul Anders rummages in his marbles, we've got the fabulous Bruce Kidd.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. And we've also got the amazing Tina George, who's slunk into the studio, listener. She's all gorgeous. She's got.
She floated in.
She's got cream on, which always looks so elegant if it's clean, and it is. It's pristine. Then she had a lovely sort of silver dangly thing, which she's taken off now because of the mic. And then she's got these gorgeous little suede, well, if we were American, we'd say suede pants. But, of course, in England, they're trousers, aren't they?
If you say so.
They're very nice, and I wanted to stroke her, but I thought she might get the wrong idea. Yeah,
really? Yeah. But when you say trousers now, I don't know why, but I came across jeggings and teggings and leggings.
Yeah,
and
pantaloons.
And I just go, what on earth is all this about?
I know, jeggings and leggings.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, it is.
It's anyway. The amount of stretch they've got in them.
Yeah. And apparently.
I've got little furry ones on as well, look.
Oh, don't do that.
Nice. Yeah, so I thought Tina and I later could just, you know, little stroke. Anyway, I love it when the guests make an effort, don't you?
Yeah.
Because sometimes not
being
rude.
It's a shame the co-hosts never do, but the guests at least, yeah.
I'm not being rude, but sometimes some of them shuffle in and don't really make much effort. But, I mean, these two, they look fab.
Yeah, look the part. Yeah. Well, they've had all weekend to do it because we've had a long weekend, haven't we?
I know.
As you just said.
But it does. I think there's something about lolling about, don't you? And that you kind of, I don't know what happens to the brain, but it does take me a good 12 hours to get back into sync. So tomorrow, I'll be fine.
Yeah, by Wednesday we'll catch up, I suppose.
Yeah, by Wednesday. I expect over the weekend, Bruce, you were doing a little braai.
No, it was not a perfect braai-ing weather.
Well, not as good as South Africa.
As you have noticed, unfortunately. So I did potter around in the garden there, try to clean up a bit, as my South African genes told me I have to get out there at some point, which I did do, but from a braaiing point of view, no.
No braaiing.
No braaiing, okay. I'm afraid.
How do we say it properly, braai?
It's braai.
Braai.
Yeah.
See, what are you talking about?
The braai.
A braai is the English equivalent of a barbecue.
Yeah. The braai.
Right, okay. Barbecue. A barbecue.
It's just Afrikaans, the Afrikaans word for a barbecue.
Yeah. Right, okay. Oh, good. Yeah. Okay.
And we say it properly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Try and say it. Go on. Braai.
Well, braai.
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 Yeah.
Braai. Braai. Yeah. Got it. Okay, listen, hey. But we don't want to talk to Jules because she's boring and she goes on and on and on and on and she witters. We want to hear from you.
We do.
All those businesses out in the southeast of England. And you can get in touch with us in all the usual ways. You can, in fact, call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and to use the hashtag BBunker. Let me try that again because I've had over a trillion tweets today.
Is that all?
Yeah. There's probably nearer 2 trillion tweets, but a trillion of them are right and a trillion of them are wrong because people have tweeted me without putting the info in there that I asked. The only way I can find you quickly is if you tweet me at VanillaWeb and include the hashtag BBunker, then you will come up in my notification feed so that I can find you. If you tweet me any other way, I have to go searching for you, and that's not easy when I'm trying to talk at the same time, because being a bloke, I can't multitask. I can only do one thing at once. But we've had loads and loads of tweets, and I'm going to start off with a tweet from Diligence Project Management Services, Diligence PM on the Twitter, and they say, "Hi, Business Bunker. Hi, Paul. Please can you mention four roles, four goals?" And that's a hashtag. Hashtag number four roles, number four goals, and how we are helping young people bridge the gap between education and the workplace by showing them careers within community settings. We're looking for more sponsors and venues. And if you have a look at their Twitter handle, they've got some audio clips and lots of information on what they're doing. It's a fabulous initiative. They introduce young people into sports reporting and all kinds of things, depending on who their sponsors are and what they're doing. Check it out. Check out Diligence PM on the Twitter, and I'll give you their full Twitter handle. It's Diligence Info is their Twitter handle. Diligence Info, all one word. Have a look, have a listen, see what they're doing, because it's a fantastic initiative, and we really do support them doing that.
We do. Sorry, I'm just doing a little tweet here.
Well, while you're doing that, I'll read another tweet, shall I?
I wanted to ask, who is our sponsor today?
Today's show sponsor are the lovely folks at Sevenoaks Town Council. And basically, why don't I go from there? Because thank you for reminding me. So thank you to them. And I want to tell you about something that's happening that they are putting on and supporting in conjunction with the Stag Theatre in Sevenoaks. And that's the annual Sevenoaks Business Show. I've been to the last three. They're always a fabulous little business show. It takes place at the Stag Plaza Theatre. That's in London Road, Sevenoaks. And the next one is on Friday, the 27th of April. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's a great event. It really is. I really have a load of fun there every year. And I normally go there with an outside broadcast team from the Business Bunker Show. And we record lots of interesting stuff on both audio and video. There were some guys walking around in brass fire helmets last time, I seem to remember.
Brass?
Fire helmets.
Really? Why, you know, why were they?
Vintage fire helmets. Because I think they were from the local fire station.
Well, as you know, I do love a fireman.
I know.
And I've always wanted to whiz down one of those poles.
That it's the waders that does it.
Yeah. Yeah, just
you sure it's not the helmet?
Well,
edgy.
I think men in uniform generally always look very.
Isn't it just men?
No, not just men. No, I think men in
about a uniform.
Yeah, there is, isn't there?
Yeah. Anyway, you need to get along to the
skirting over that. Then.
Yeah, the Sevenoaks Town Partnership, Sevenoaks Business Show, Friday the 27th of April. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Stag Plaza, London Road, Sevenoaks. It's business networking, presentation and exhibits. It's completely free entry and it's sponsored by Sevenoaks Town Council, San Lam, Index Magazine, Wagamamas, the Stag Theatre and Sevenoaks District Council. If you want to know any more, I don't think they've got any stand space left, but in case you want to inquire, then you can email admin.tp at sevenoakstown.gov.uk, or you can call them on Sevenoaks 01732 459 953. That's 01732 459 953.
Right, the Hub is here. This is launched just for you, and they say we're offering the best career advice. This is from jobsinkent.com with their new Hub. So you can go into jobsinkent.com, /hub, H-U-B, and find out just what's going on. But for your best career advice, there are videos and there's also a CV analysis and talent matching and also the chance to win some cool prizes, they say. So check it out. God, them cats sound cool down there, don't they?
Absolutely.
So jobsinkent.com/hub.
What you can do is you can upload your CV and it will match your CV and tell you what your talents suit in terms of different job criteria. It will tell you how much you're worth in terms of salary.
That's good.
And it will also show you any jobs that match the talents that you have that are currently vacant. That's clever.
Sounds very good. And you opened another jobs in somewhere else.
Jobs in Hampshire.
And how was that?
Yes, it's going okay. We've only been open 2 weeks, but it's going okay.
I love Hampshire. It's gorgeous, isn't it? Mm. I stayed at
Kerry's Manor a couple of weeks ago.
Where
yeah.
I stayed in the 80s.
Did you?
I'm sure it's been
revamped. It's been upgraded a lot since then. Yeah, they've added quite a bit. I had a really nice stay there.
But it was lovely. Mm. Lovely there. Mm. Hey, look, join us for the next Slope Off Friday. It's this Friday, people, and it's the 6th of April at 2 p.m.
Until Sunday.
Yeah, it is hosted by Little Old Me, and it's a three-course lunch at the Carriage Restaurant in Preston Street, Faversham. It's £20 a head, which includes your three-course meal. You arrive at 2 p.m. and you mingle, and then you sit down.
Mingle. We yeah. mingle, do
mingle
we?
Mingle with a little drink, which is also gratis, a pre-lunch drink, or a prink, as you might call it, if you're down with the kids. You sit down at 2:30, and lots of business networking going on, lots of ideas and things happening there in Kent. So it's the Carriage Restaurant. The best way now, because I'm actually sending the menu choices in this afternoon, so the best way is just to DM me on Twitter if you want to come. It's Jules Serkin, J-U-L-E-S-S-E-R-K-I-N, or my PA, Deb's Notations. She's also on the Twitter, and we'll catch you. But it's great. And yes, we often are there till about 9, having a little cheese board later.
9?
Yeah.
Yeah, about 9 a.m.
yeah.
on Sunday.
Then we call you.
And then you call me and go, yeah. come and get us. Yeah, we're yeah. all drunk.
Very nice.
Hmm. But, right, do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage?
We're going to play some tunage. This is a special request to celebrate Denise Wilton's birthday over the weekend. It's an incredibly
happy
long
birthday.
It's an incredibly long track, so I might have to cut it a bit short. So sorry about that, but we'll go with it anyway. Tell me what it is.
It's I'm Not In Love by 10cc.
It is indeed.
Oh, I hope you are in love.
Just a silly phase I'm going through, and just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no. We'll be right back.
Fancy see there, I'm not in love.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed. Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today. Grow your business with Kent's best business events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Biz Radio, Kent Business Radio, channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday, the 3rd of April. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Sookin.
And happy birthday, the lovely Denise. And yeah, that was a lovely song. And
yeah, sorry I had to cut it short, but it does go on a bit,
well,
that song.
That was my first ever slow dance with a lovely, gorgeous guy called Julius.
I thought you were going to say Gavin, and then you blew that, didn't
Julius,
you?
Julius. I was only about 14 or something.
Oh, I see.
He was very hunky. Yeah, he was very hunky.
You were 14 when this came out? Get out of it.
How old was I then?
About 30.
I was not.
Yeah, it came out in 1977 or something, didn't it?
Well, I was just trying to download some shows for the Superior, some songs for the Superior show.
Yeah.
Scoff and Quaff, which is...
We ought to tell the listener, we ought to warn them, didn't we? Scoff and Quaff's back as from next Tuesday.
Yeah, tell them.
Scoff and Quaff, the food and drink show, is back with Jill Sookin and her mate, Harry Covert.
Harry Covert, who knows everything about food and everyone in the business. But I was trying to download, there's a song. Do you remember the song? You'd know this because of your age.
Yeah.
1920s it was. 1920. Yeah. I'm just wild about Harry.
Yeah, I know
Harry's
that one.
He's wild about me.
Yeah.
So I was trying to download it and I can't get it on my iTunes. So I found it on something else, Amazon.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't let me buy it with my credit card because it was in dollars. It was in bucks.
Right.
So it said it needed a credit card that was nearer its bank or something. So if anybody knows how I can download, I'm just wild about Harry. It was only 99 cents, I think it was.
I was going to say, surely it's out of copyright by now anyway.
Well,
surely you just steal it.
Yeah, well, if anyone can find it for me as an MP3, because I want to play that for Harry. But
okay.
Tune in next week. We're talking about raw chocolate.
11 o'clock Tuesday. Scoff and Quaff.
You can eat as much raw chocolate as you want. It's
really?
Very good. You see, Bruce likes raw.
You told me that last time and I put on 3 stone.
Yeah, but you also had a couple of Toblerone, you know, to chase it, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Toblerone chasers.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But lovely. And we've got a good lineup. Just follow Scoff Quaff and you'll find out what's happening.
Cool. I've had a tweet from Women in Business, Medway and North Kent, and they say, could we have a shout-out, please, Paul? Our next meeting is tomorrow night, manana, in Rochester at the Friends of Wisdom. If people follow us, they can get info and they can get our bio links. We meet every month. Thank you. So their Twitter handle is WIB Medway. WIB Medway.
WIB.
So check that out. Find out about tomorrow evening's meeting in Rochester. Where you go?
Right. Are you looking to boost your growth? Oh, I've got a frog. Smaller and growing businesses are struggling to hire the right talent, according to the most recent survey from Smith & Williamson. 66% of businesses are seeking new hires, according to the Enterprise Index survey. And that is a quarterly barometer which tests the views of over 200 business leaders and entrepreneurs. However, they say, only 38%, believe that the workforce is sufficiently trained or educated to help them achieve their growth plans. So there you are. That's Smith and Williamson. I guess details of that will be on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. And
they will indeed. Yeah, there's a whole blog about it.
And then we've had a lovely email from Francois Frenier, who was on the bunker about a month ago.
He was indeed.
Bonjour, Francois.
Ça va?
He says, I would like to invite you to the Accelerate Your Growth seminar.
Mange too.
In association, Monsange, et dans l'art.
In association, Monsange, et dans l'art.
Oui. La Gruyère,
yeah.
In association with the Federation of Small Business, Champagne, the FSB, the seminar will take place on the 26th of April at the Business Terrace in Maidstone at 2 p.m, says Françoise. And for seminar programmes and secure booking, you can go to the Eventbrite, but I can't really read that out. So just go on to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and book there. Just to remind you, it's the 26th of April at the Business Terrace in Maidstone at 2 p.m. And Francois is the creative director. I'm not sure if it's Francois or Francoise. See, our French isn't really that good. Is it feminine and masculine?
Yes.
Francois, yeah.
It's Francois, not Francoise.
We're going to talk to Tina in the second half of the show. And Tina's company, Agilis Mobile, were the sponsors of the Canterbury Business Awards last Thursday, which I was emceeing. And when I sat down to have my my meal, I was sat next to a chap that was French. A really nice guy called Didier Quill.
Ah, I know Didier,
And he's from Lille, and they were over on an exchange visit, and they just decided to come to the awards dinner for something to do, which was lovely. Anyway, we had a Twitter wall running, and he said, "What's that?" And I said, "It's a Twitter wall." And he went, "Oh, I've never done Twitter." And I went, "Oh, okay, it's, you know, it's interesting." And he was fascinated by it. Anyway, I went and did another presentation. When I came, sat down again, he was really excited. He said, look. In the time I'd gone up there, he'd registered for Twitter, set up a Twitter account, taken a photograph of me and posted it.
Excellent.
It was really brilliant.
And this was at the Spitfire Ground, wasn't it?
It was at the Spitfire Ground last Thursday,
great venue.
Yeah, it was.
Did you enjoy
it? Was a good evening.
And what was the food like?
It was okay, wasn't it, for so many people?
So do you know who the caterers were? Did they have outside or do they have in
No
house?
Idea.
No idea.
I need to find out.
Yeah, no idea. It was a good evening, 180 people there.
Excellent. But can I just go back to Paul Francois? I'm just going to read out his website.
Francois Ranier.
It's his website, if you want to check out this Accelerate Your Growth seminar, is acaciauk.net. So Acacia. UK.
Acacia, that's the name of his company.
.net, yeah. Go on there and check it all out. The lovely Francois Renier. It looked great, the business. It was Thursday night, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Okay.
It was a brilliant evening. We'll be talking about it later with Tina in the second half of the show, and we'll tell you all about it then.
There you are. Look, Natalie Beneg is saying that she's agreeing that the
Francois... Well, we've been taken over by the French, have we?
The Francois. It is Francois, not Françoise. She's telling me.
Quite right too. Yeah. You tell her, Natalie.
She's telling me to do it.
Tell her, Nat, baby.
Yeah, good.
Good. Right.
Shall I read something? The National Minimum Wage, the NMW. You love to abbreviate these things, don't we?
I know how you struggle with long words.
Yeah, but you know. Well, I'll be all right tomorrow, I said. It's just today. Because it's just coming from lounging straight into work is a bit difficult. So the National Minimum Wage is the minimum pay per hour most employees are entitled to by law. An employee's age, and if they are an apprentice, will determine the rate that they will receive. So I'm going to read off a few for you. If they're 25 years and over, they should receive the rates from April 2018 will be $7.83 an hour. It was $7.50. And if they're 21 to 24, it was $7.05 an hour, and now it'll be $7.38 per hour. 18 to 20-year-olds, $5.60 per hour, and it will go up to $5.90 per hour. And the 16 to 17-year-olds, a paltry £4.05 an hour before. Now it'll be still quite measly £4.20 an hour.
Mm.
Apprentices under 19 or 19 or over who are in the first year of apprenticeship will get £3.50 an hour, and it will go up from April the 1st, so has gone up to £3.70 an hour. still paltry when they've got to pay bus
fare. Yeah, it's rubbish. I mean, what you find here in Kent anyway, if you actually want to hire an apprentice, if you actually want one, you won't get away with paying the minimum wage for it. They just won't apply. On average, most apprentices, depending on what sector it's in, £200, £220 a week, £250 a week.
Because I got on a bus about 5 years ago. It was my birthday. And I decided to get a bus from Canterbury back home. And I nearly died at the price of the ticket. I think it was about £6 from Canterbury.
The last time you were on a bus, it was sixpence, wasn't it?
Well, last time.
And you got a groat change.
Yeah, and I was sat at the back and you know, made faces out the window. And
And then and you got to feed the horses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
absolutely.
Put a nose bag on them.
Exactly, yeah. And they gave you the manure to take home.
Shanks's pony.
Yeah, exactly. Nice one.
But... I was shocked at the price. I think it was about £6.57 from Canterbury to Whitstable.
Really?
Yeah, I expect a limousine for that.
Blimey.
I know.
You could have walked, couldn't you? Can you jog?
I could have jogged, yeah, but I'd been partaking.
Staggered?
Yeah.
You could have staggered. Yeah. Mind you, it would have taken you twice as long.
Yeah, because you weave, don't you?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, do I?
No, you don't. You're teetotal.
We're going to talk to our first guest in a moment.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm going to do one more tweet and then we're going to talk to Bruce.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a tweet from Simon Teague. He said, "Hi, Paul. If you get time on the show today, can you please shout out the King's Summit Business Conference on the 15th of June in Canterbury? It's for ambitious entrepreneurs who want to know more about Think and Grow Rich to grow their business." Think and Grow, that was Napoleon Hill, wasn't it? Wrote a book, Think and Grow Rich.
Napoleon
Hill, yeah, really famous book. Yeah, is that right? I have read it, actually, and it's actually a really quite a good book, I believe, if I can remember that far back. Yeah, Think and Grow Rich to grow their business. Thekingssummit.com is the website for all the details, or you can follow Simon on the Twitter, Simon Teague, T-E-A-G-U-E. So that's thekingssummit.com. Check it out. Sounds interesting. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome back onto the show. You have been on before, haven't you, Bruce? Yes, a long time ago. Yep. Bruce Kidd of Oasis.
That's right,
yeah. No, I was going to do Oasis, or whether I did Operational Accounting Systems, and I confused myself.
That's fine. We just go with Oasis. It's quicker and easier to say than Operational Accounting Systems.
Absolutely. Bruce, welcome back onto the bunker. It's an absolute pleasure to see you, as it is always. For those listeners that don't remember last time you were on, why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about you? The more discerning listeners would have worked out already that you're South African, especially from the fact that Jules has been doing South African accents all morning.
And we've had a little braai talk.
Yeah,
that's fine, no problem.
Yeah.
And it also, of course, he has brought a lion in with him. I mean, that might give it away.
Whim away.
So, good morning, everyone. My name is Bruce. I'm from Oasis. I'm the sales and marketing director at Oasis, which means I kind of do all the sales. I deal with all the marketing, although I've got an assistant that does that for me. I'm just in charge of doing that. As everyone can hear, I'm South African for my sins. I've been in this country probably about 16 years. I've been at Oasis for about 12 of that 16 years, and I've owned part of the company probably for about 7 of that years, those years. So that's me. That's where I'm at. I'm a total focus on helping customers, helping our clients. That's my business. I don't see myself as a salesman at all. I see myself as helping other people, because I'm absolutely not a
salesman. It's funny, isn't it? When you have your own business, or you're an integral part of a business, it's not selling, is it?
No.
You're just telling people about what you're passionate about, which is your business.
Absolutely. I mean, if your passion comes across, you really don't have to sell anything.
Exactly.
Because everybody knows that anybody who buys anything buys from the person.
Absolutely.
Before they buy the product.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's why people buy from.
Yeah, I've got a cupboard full of stuff I don't want, just because people were nice.
We all have that, because the salesperson was just amazing on what they do. So, yes. Mm.
So let's start to explore and unravel exactly what it is that Oasis offers.
No problem. Oasis, we're a software company,
right?
At essence, we resell certain kinds of software, and at the moment we resell Pegasus software. And we've recently formed a new partnership with a company called Exact.
Right.
Exact is one of the major players internationally when it comes to online software.
Right.
For example, in the Netherlands, out of 1.7 million businesses, 350,000 of them use Exact as a software solution.
So I think I've seen Exact. That's a web-based accounting package. Is that right?
It can be, absolutely, yes. Yeah. It gives... Exact gives a flexibility for deployment for the customer who wants it in the cloud, who wants it online, who wants ownership, who wants to feel they've got a bit of kit in their office.
Right.
It gives everybody the option to have it the way they want.
So it's a kind of, I don't want to use the word hybrid, but it enables you to use it in any way you want.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Absolutely. It comes with a series of apps, for example,
That
communicates with the software. So, for example, if you've got a service engineer on the road and he needs to do certain jobs in a certain order for the day, those jobs will push out to the app for him. He'll do the jobs. He'll get the customer or the person to sign. He'll take a photo. He'll send it back to the software. It will deal with it and it will go to the next one. In the software, that will then, on that side, the software will deal with billing, for example, if the time should be billed. Or if it's a service contract, it will go against the contract. So it keeps total analysis of everything that happens. It's an amazing bit of software.
I was going to say, that's a pretty in-depth...
I think part of the reason that Oasis went and looked for something is because we've traditionally been a Pegasus reseller and we've always sold the Pegasus product in some form of or the other.
Yeah.
And it's always been the case.
Yeah.
But we found that lately Pegasus is just not advancing at the rate that we wanted to.
Yeah.
It's advancing well enough, and there are businesses that it works for. But I went to the marketplace, and what people are telling me is, I want connectivity, I want mobility, I want one point of entry, I want one system that deals with everything.
Yeah.
I want one system that's going to give me my customers a portal, but it's also going to give my engineers a portal. So and that's where Exact comes in, because we can link it to our Pegasus customers, so no one has to stay behind. So firstly, it helps me with my existing customer base to develop them, to give them added value to what they already do in an excellent product, which is Pegasus, but it just extends their functionality to give them more online ability at a very reasonable cost.
Wow.
So that's why we went with the Exact.
Yeah, sure.
But it also opens new marketplaces for us. So
we can
now look at bigger companies in the SME marketplace, whereas before perhaps we didn't fit the bill for them.
And presumably the product's scalable, so you haven't left your smaller customers behind. They can still use the product, but...
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, even for my smaller customers, because, you know, from a point of view where I sell a software, I sell a payroll system. There's nothing to a payroll system.
Mm.
A single payroll system can run 20,000 people in the payroll system, but only a single person use that. So from my point of view, that's a very small sale. It's one bit of kit. But what Exact offers now further is, in that bit of software, we can now go and say, okay, you run a payroll with 20,000 people on there. You don't want to be filling envelopes every month to get payroll out there. You don't want to get 20,000 emails during the year asking for holiday. So how can we make that process better? Exact can. With Exact, we can deploy an app to all the people that can request their holidays. It comes through, the manager authorizes it, pops in the payroll, and it's done. So there's absolute an automation from the point of them requesting it to the point of it being paid.
So what you're telling me is basically it's a complete business integration tool.
Totally. And that's what, is why, I mean, we are totally excited about Exact, I must be honest with you, because the way and the things that I have found, and I'm not one of the yes salespeople, but I'm yet to find a no answer to, can you do that?
Yeah,
from
right.
a customer point of view.
Yeah, sure.
It's kind of, you know, and that is without having to go away and finding a developer who's going to develop it to make it fit to the business.
Mm.
The only thing our developer has to do is to link Exact to our Pegasus, but we are in the process of doing that. So by the time we deploy the first system, that's sorted and the connection is in place. So the two systems will speak to each other, and the employee or the person dealing with the system will only ever have one point of entry.
Fantastic. So let's kind of deconstruct this product then, and all the things it does. Stop me when I get this wrong or I go off piste with this. So it's an accounting system. So presumably you're going to do your VAT, your accounting,
absolutely correct, yes, and it covers legislation for 40 countries regarding that. So it's a totally international company. Yep.
Does it do multi-currency accounting?
Multi-currency, EC-VAT, and what it will do for you is if you trade internationally in several different countries, it will allow you to have a company for each of those countries that deals with the VAT and the tax aspect of that country, but in the exact product, you can bring all of that together in a consolidated group.
Wow. Account.
So you can look at the overall picture of the 20 companies that make up the group.
Fantastic. And then you've got this kind of job booking facility for people that are out on the road doing things.
Correct, yes. So full job process, project management, if we can call it that. So from tendering or estimating for a job out there with all the documentation together with that to winning the job and then it becoming an actual project in your system to allocating the different people who's going to be doing the job over the next year or 2 year period of time. So you can totally allocate all your engineers as to who's going to know which phase of that job over the period. But of course, the benefit of that is the costing you get out of that, because it will cost every element that happens on the project.
Sure.
So whether it's wages or labor or materials or whatever needs to be, it will just cost it through there. So again, giving management that idea of, oh, I can go in one place, I can see everything.
You also mentioned the fact that you can book time off and all the rest of it. It seems to me that this is because it's deployed as an app on people's phones or tablets that are out in field.
Absolutely. I mean, the deployment isn't the app. The data doesn't sit in the app. The data sits on wherever you've got it installed. So whether that be in the cloud or your server or however. But
You could do either. You could have it on your own servers or in the cloud.
Mix match. You can have it on your own server, in the cloud, or just in the cloud, or just your own service, or whatever you want to do with that. The apps is just an extension of the software. Sure. So all they do
it's just an interface, gateway. Yeah.
Once you've got a license, you just talk it. All the apps are free.
Okay.
So if you've got a workforce, for example, of 100 people needing to apply for absence maintenance, that kind of stuff, the app comes as an added bonus for free.
Okay.
Because they can use it. And these apps are, unlike some other software, they work on Apple, on Android, on Windows, on PCs, on laptops, on tablets, on Fire, anything. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. It sounds like a massively comprehensive system. Have you recently taken on the distributorship of this product?
Yes, we signed up, Oasis signed up with Exact towards the end of last year as part of our business development.
Right.
We needed to find a way to go to market with another bit of software that will, like I said, add value to what we already have, but open new marketplaces. And I've been speaking to the guys from Exact probably for about a year before we signed up, because I needed to make sure that not just are the products going to be right for the marketplace I need to cover, but that the way that they deal with the company ethically is also correct, because that fits in with Oasis. We've got certain standards that we deal with our customers, and that has to come through the products that we resell. So certain products I would never be able to resell because of that. And I'm not going to go to any names, but Exact is absolutely a market leader in what they do.
Right.
I like the fact that these guys have got a vision that goes beyond the next 5 or 10 years. They're already looking at automatic or robotic accounting. They're doing awesome stuff. Even from the fact that there's expenses maintenance where I can just take a photo of the receipt and it posts that expense in my back office system and pays the person the money. I mean, it's just amazing stuff it can do.
Right.
But that's, Exact is at the forefront. It's a modern company moving forward. So that's why.
Did you say they were a Dutch company?
They are a Dutch company. They started in 1984.
Right, okay.
So they've been going a long time. I think what is evident for me from Exact is when I look at using Exact, I can absolutely see that the development of the product has been driven by the user, by the end person at the end who sits and uses the software, the person who does the invoicing. You know, the questions or the click boxes and stuff you see in the software, you think, oh yeah, of course. Why I've not thought of that before? But it's clearly because a user has driven that development to make it as easy as possible, and which is what it is. The other thing about Exact that I find an amazing
unlike most other bits of software, including Pegasus. Pegasus product comes to an end of a life at some time. Like we all know, Microsoft now has announced that XP sometime in April 2020 won't be supported anymore, which means that if you have XP, you need to go to something else and you have to pay for that upgrade to whatever you go. Sage works like this. Access Dimensions works like Navision. All the major software houses work like that, including Pegasus. Right. Exact doesn't. Once you've bought Exact and once you've got your license and you pay your annual license fee like everybody else does, you never upgrade again. You never upgrade. They're still using the same version done in 1984. It's just constantly being updated and bettered. Right. So you constantly, you're never ever going to pay for another upgrade to the software.
Well, that's refreshing.
And that's that is great, really good, isn't it?
Because, you know, it's like most companies will expect you to pay around the same amount every 5 to 6 years for the software that you're investing in. So if a Pegasus system costs you 20 grand now with an £1,800 a year license fee in 5 years, the expectation is going to be you're going to pay 22 grand for an upgrade worth a 2.5 grand license fee.
Yeah.
And so
you're right. And I know it's not quite the same, but last week, my old mum, she's 89, bless her. She should be listening. Hello, Mum.
Hello.
I have to say, she said, well, I went to her on the weekend. She went, I listened to your show last week. How'd you turn it off? Oh, thanks. Anyway, if you're listening, Mum, hello.
Hello, Betty.
She's recently taken to using a tablet. I had an iPad, which I gave her, and she set up her banking on it, and she's set up email and stuff like that.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, no, she's really taken to it and she's been doing stuff. Anyway, she rang me and she said, I can't get into my bank anymore. Can you come and have a look? So I come and have a look. There's an error message that says, basically, due to the GDPR restrictions, you need to upgrade the app. Okay, so I go to try and upgrade the app. It says, you can't upgrade the app. You've got the latest version. Really? So I ring the help desk. And what it turns out is...
Hey, you could get through to a help desk. That's amazing.
Oh, no, it took me 2 days.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It took me 2 days. Press one if you're an idiot. Oh. Press two if you want to be an idiot. Press three if you know an idiot. Press four if... Yeah, anyway, I eventually got through and they said, oh, yeah, no, the problem is that we've only released the new app on iOS 10. Yeah, and you've got an iPad that doesn't support iOS 10. It only supports iOS 9. She had to buy a new iPad to use the app.
No.
Ridiculous, wasn't it?
That is crazy. Yeah.
So I get what you're saying there, Bruce, about software costs. Yeah.
Very often you'll also find that the latest software, as soon as they release it, is not compatible with the latest versions of what people have on their
I know, it's a nightmare,
That is a nightmare in itself because you try and stay compliant. If you're an IT company, for example, you need to stay compliant to the latest versions.
Yeah.
But you do so, and then some of your kit don't work. So
absolutely.
That is unfortunate,
yeah.
It does happen.
We were talking
from Exact, it just doesn't. You won't be getting another upgrade fee in the future.
I've actually fallen out of love with Apple for similar reasons. We're talking like, you know, the old Apple screens, you could actually take them off and do stuff in the background if they went wrong. Now you can't take the screens off anymore. And I noticed the new ones are not as good as the old Big Macs, you know, I'm talking about.
A Big Mac. You were using a Big Mac before, were you? I think I know where you were going wrong. Did you get gherkin all over the place?
Yeah, I love a gherkin. I do love a gherkin.
I got a Big Mac. That's fantastic, Bruce, and the product sounds absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
I just want to kind of broaden out for the last few minutes of our discussion with you. I might have got this wrong, but I seem to remember somewhere in the back of my mind, the last time you were on, you were doing something with Lego?
Yes, I mean, just part of the marketing we do.
Right.
We still use the Lego as part of how will you build your software campaigns.
Right.
So, because most of the software we do is modular.
Yeah.
And now with Exact in the mix, it kind of really becomes a mix mash of getting what you need. And that is our motto, is how will you build your software?
Right.
Because Exact is, Pegasus is modular. So you only pick and build what you need and can grow later. So again, that fits in with our campaign of how a business can take a bit of kit and grow with it as they grow. Later on, and with Exact in the mix, that is definitely now the case, where it can grow from a one user system to a 1,000 user system quite easily because it will allow that flexibility within the software.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about clients and where you service. Yeah. Where are you based, first of all?
We are based in Wye, just outside Ashford.
No, I only want to know. Sorry.
You have to. We do it very often.
We've had this joke. From the minute poor Bruce walked in, he said he came from Y.
Yeah.
We've just teased him.
Do people keep doing that joke?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Oh. That's when we do it, when someone asks where you're from and go, why? I just want to know. No, why?
Sorry about that, Bruce. Oh, no, so okay. It wasn't called for, that's all. So you're based in a lovely village of Y, in between Ashford and Canterbury there.
We are, yeah.
As far as your customer base is concerned, what's the scope of that?
Our customer base is literally all over the place. I mean, we're obviously concentrated on the southeast corner at the moment, but I've got customers in Birmingham and Dorset, and we've got someone in Wales and someone really up north and someone in Kingsland and someone in Loughborough. So we've got customers all over. We find that we concentrate our business on the southeast area, but we find that when some of these customers move away, they don't want to leave us.
Yeah.
So we inevitably keep them, and that's mostly why they've, you know, why we've got further afield. Now I have started moving a little bit more into the London area, more southeast. I suppose just broader our area a little bit.
Yeah.
But that is mainly what we do. It's the southeast.
And I guess with the kind of product that you're selling now, that it's opened up the market to you for bigger companies and different types of companies.
Absolutely. Within our marketplace, it's certainly opened up what we can do, especially with the exact side, because there's so many verticals that they specialize in. For example, wholesale distribution or manufacturing or for HRM or for CRM, which brings me nicely onto, we've got an event covering Exact at the end of this month, at the Beckenham Cricket Ground in London.
Right.
10 to 4 on the 27th of April, obviously over everything on our website, but it's an Exact event for wholesale distribution where we'll basically show off the whole process of how you get your product in and send it out, the via barcoding systems, etc., etc. We'll have it all on display. People can play with the software, with the apps, and so on. So a bit of a morning with some lunch and some drinks, just to get people looking at Exact as a proposition. Okay. We've decided to go with one vertical, wholesale distribution, because it's one of the strongest areas that they deal with.
Okay, so that's taking place at the Beckenham Cricket Club, which is a county ground as well, isn't it? It's one of those where Kent play in Beckenham. It's a nice venue, isn't it? So it's the Beckenham Cricket Ground. It's on the 27th of April, and the time?
It's 10 to 2.
10 until 2. Yeah, okay, so 10 until 2, and is that a free event?
Absolutely. All our events are free, yes. Just come along and have a look. Obviously, we'd like some bookings in advance so we get people's lunch sorted out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a free-to-attend event, and as many people from a company as can come is able to go.
Okay, so if people want to find out more about you, Enact, the event at Beckenham, what's the best thing to do?
The best thing to do is to go onto my website, which is very easy, www.o-a-sys.co.uk. So it reads oasis.co.uk. On our news page, you'll find all the events, all the webinars I do, all the events we've set out for the rest of the year, and there's quite a few. Every 2 months we do something, as well as appear on here, of course. So, yeah, anybody can go and have a look and join us for all of these. But our next event, end of this month on the 27th, at the Beckenham Cricket Ground.
Bruce, thank you for that. If anybody wants to know, if you didn't get that, the website is on the Kent Business Radio website, and it will stay there forever. So you will be able to find it by going into today's show, 371, and the link to Bruce's website will be there. Get along to Beckenham is what I suggest, really, on the 27th of April. Find out more about this fantastic product and get to meet Bruce and his team and have some fun. Bruce, for the moment, thank you so much for that. Do stay with us. We're fast approaching the halfway point of the show, but we've got a lot more things to cover. So for the moment, Bruce Kidd of Oasis, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Cool. Good stuff. I've had a tweet from Hive Co-working.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, up your neck of the woods.
What are they saying?
Vanillaware Business Bunker. We're a new co-working space in Whitstable, and we're being run from the Umbrella Centre.
Okay.
If you want to find out more, email us at talk@hivecoworking.co.uk for more details. We will be opening on the 16th of April, and that's many thanks from Caroline.
Now, you confused me because I thought you were saying hive. And I was
hive,
thinking,
as in why, beehive.
Yeah, now I know. I thought, why is Hive co-working in Whitstable? I was confused. But, yeah, the lovely Caroline and the Umbrella Centre is gorgeous. They just pop in, have a noggin and some coffee and tea, and they've got food and everything.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. I need to trot along there, actually.
I've also had a tweet from Kent Creative Art.
and they say, hello, Vanilla Web, we'd love a shout-out on the Business Bunker for our next Kent Creative Connect event, a day about marketing for creatives. We'll be discussing ideas, working in practical sessions and networking. It's in Faversham, and it's on the 20th of April, and you can find out all the details about it and book your place by going to kentcreativearts.co.uk/events.
The Networkers Networking Event, Talking Events, is a full-day event. It's all about networking, helping business owners to be more productive with their time and to make great connections. This next one is in the stunning location of Port Lymph Hotel, which is on Thursday the 17th of May, 9:30 to 3:30 p.m. And the theme for this event is digital. How to network online as well as offline. They've got three great speakers who are Ali Hollands, Molly Wright and Amy McManus. And it is early bird booking is £18, which is if you book before 18th of April and pay, which is attendance to the event with refreshment but without lunch instead of £20. And the £27 attendance to the event with refreshments and a buffet lunch instead of £30. So that's all if you book before the 18th of April. Please go to butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk with a /NNE, Networkers Networking Event.
Fantastic.
Sounds great. And, of course, it's at a gorgeous...
it's absolutely fabulous location. Yeah. It really is a fabulous... People quite often say about that, well, it's a bit out on a limb, but it actually isn't. Out on a limb. Do you get it? Out on a limb.
Yeah.
It isn't.
They've got animals there. I've lost track. They've got lions and things.
They've got all kinds of things. They've got gorillas and monkeys and lions and cheetahs
so
and
Bruce
leopards
would
and
be very at home there.
Yeah.
Not that he's an animal, but he's South African.
No, no. The Port Lymph is fantastic. You can stay in a treehouse or you can stay in a room which is actually in the tiger's enclosure.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's booked up for about a year in advance.
Wow.
Yeah. I've had a tweet from Social Enterprise Kent.
Hello. And they're listening.
Yeah.
I saw that.
And they
say,
we'd love a shout out, Vanilla Web, on the Business Bunker. We've got a team management and time management course coming up in a week or two. You can find out about it by going to their website, which is sektraining.org.uk. Or you can just follow them on the Twitter. And their Twitter handle is, oh, come on.
Social Enterprise Kent.
Yeah, it is.
It's at SOCENT Kent. SOCENT Kent. So Social Enterprise Kent. SOCENT Kent.
It is. Yeah. Give them a follow. Find out about their courses.
I am.
Are you?
And they've got lots going on.
Cool.
And they're listening in, they say.
They are, yeah, because they were retweeting some stuff that other people were saying on the show earlier, which
and
was great.
Also, the lovely Bruce, who's just been speaking, his company are tweeting in diligently as well.
Are they?
So hello to you.
Is Diligent tweeting diligently as well?
Yeah. They said they're delighted to be on the show. Yeah.
Okay. We've got no crash helmet manufacturers coming in yet then?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
Lisa Settle has perked up and she says... About our French accents.
Yeah.
She said, I knew as soon as you started the accent, I knew the monkey would get a mention.
Did she?
She's been listening for 9 years.
Monsange.
Yeah. She's been listening for nine
years. Well, I've only got one joke.
No, that's it.
Yeah. My monkey's up a tree.
It wasn't funny 8 years ago.
It wasn't. It's never been funny. I can't even pronounce it properly.
And Denise Wilton, did I tell you? She said, thanks for the lovely birthday requests and birthday wishes and glad it brought back fond memories, Jules, of your slow dance with Julius.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder what he's doing now.
I've no idea. He must be in his 80s, must he?
No, I'm younger than you. I'm much younger than you. You know that.
I thought you went for older men.
No, I don't. You know I've got a toy boy.
Of course you have. I forgot.
13 years.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have to keep him on his toes, though.
Absolutely.
Listen, country to country. Country to county, even.
I'll tell you what, do you want to save that until afterwards? Because we're just coming up to the break.
Is it the news?
Yeah, we've got to go over to the newsroom, the Channel Radio newsroom in a moment. And we got loads of tweets still to read and we've got loads of emails and we've got a fantastic guest to talk to.
The lovely Tina.
Yeah, but we're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom right now.
On the hour, Channel Radio news update.